Art, money, and passing time. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Seeing is believing, right? Or is it? The works of one LA-based artist tries to cash in on deception of the first impression. Cash and deception, the key words here. Paul Sitsuma makes you question what you're looking at in a form that isn't much used today. KCRW's art critic Hunter Drahojewska-Philip is here to talk about what Sitsuma is trying to do. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
What kind of medium are we talking about here, by the way?
Well, there are a lot of works in the show that are painted, and there's a kind of painting from the 19th century called trompe l'oeil, meant to trick the eye. This was something artists used in the before the advent of photography, really, to make people look, oh my gosh, it's a dollar bill or it's a piece of paper, but in fact it was painted. He is actually doing that to render these silver dollars, which I'm sure there are listeners here who don't even remember there are such things as silver dollars. And those silver dollars, each one actually carries the motto E Pluribus Unum, which is on all U.S. currency. But I think in this case, he's asking us to wonder what those words actually mean. And they mean, out of many, one. And that is something that has a kind of political dimension in these, you know, sort of divisive times after the election. But it also asks us to think more clearly about the metaphorical, even the symbolic quality of money. And it's in the silver dollars, but also there's a big solid panel painting that's green, the color of money. It looks as though it's a flawless surface. But in fact, there it also looks as though a hole has been punctured into the surface, but that also is an illusion. So all of it is about not only the illusion of what you're looking at, but the idea of the symbolic value of currency itself, and of course, the value of art.
With political underpinnings, I'm sure.
Well, I think in Sitsuma's case, there are certainly political underpinnings, but it's also sort of a Proustian reflection on the passing of time and the nature of how we ascribe value to objects. And this is something that a lot of artists do today, but because the art world is so commercialized in many ways, but I think he does it with incredible finesse.
There are also films, not just paintings, but films, and he paints in, as you say, a highly realistic way, even representing the actual typeface and ads of a newspaper. But he also does real stuff as well, including films.
Well, but his films are also sort of harkening back to another era. I mean, they're 35-millimeter films that are spooled through an active projector, and they don't have a soundtrack. While you're watching them in the gallery, they click along with that sort of sound of film spooling through. And the images of one called An Hour of Tea are a golden pocket watch, you know, black-bordered stationery, fountain pens, all images that really have something to do with a kind of status, wealth, class, stability, again, symbolic portent that was part of another era. And I don't think it's about sort of judging that so much as it is a sense of bringing us back to the idea of passing time. They really are the remembrance of things past, but manifest in contemporary art.
Well, Sitsuma's works are on display at the Matthew Marks Gallery in West Hollywood through the end of next week, just before Christmas Day. Hunter Drahojewska-Philip with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.